man. I don't have the I don't know, it's like a foam thing on top of my recorder. I don't have that. I'm not talking straight into it, so it should be fine. This is the ultimate test of the Bam Margera thing of, like, if you can just stand somewhere, no one will tell if you're pissing. I'm on college and I don't know, I can't make out the name of the car street, but it's like 5 a.m. I'm on my way to my house, so it's somewhere west of Bloor. There's a Starbucks here that's opening up for the day. Guy just came, well, first an old lady walked by, you know, bag lady-ish. Didn't notice that my dick's out right now and I'm literally peeing as we speak. Guy came out, emptied a, like a fucking pail. He had no idea. I spent the night, started off hanging out with the Vinyl Countdown crew, and we met a couple, Keith and the girl, people that were in Toronto for random reasons. Shit, dude, I had to stop myself from falling backwards. Then I took off with Madison, we went to see a metal band. I met her beau. There's another guy, also, doesn't notice. I don't know, he's checking the garbage or something. He has no idea that my dick's out. He just coughed, he has no idea. I'm just standing here, looks like I'm checking out my fucking phone. He has no idea. It's true. Bam learned this when he, no, don't delete the gallery. Delete the fucking messages. Yes, my inbox. Actually, delete the drafts, man. What was that shit? But, you just don't look like you're pissing. No one can tell you're pissing. No one. He learned this when he was paying for gas. He said he would just stand there and pump gas into his car with his dick out. No one could ever tell. But don't make me choose every person. Mark all and delete marked, you fucking dickbag. 85 messages that I never even sent. I just started writing them and then I did something else and it was like, oh, let's remember those. Fuck off. So that happened to me today. I met Eric Scove, who wrote, he animated a bunch of the Keith and the Girl stuff, Him Done Hell, stuff like that. So I was like, cool, what a cool day. Oh, that's what it was. I met this guy, Adam, who called in to Keith and the Girl and talked about how his wife wanted to leave him. And I guess they helped him. I don't know. What the fuck? I didn't know shit about it because I haven't been keeping up. And, yeah, so that's, anyway, I got Keith and him in my head, so I texted them. And Keith, he's like, I forgive you. I forgive you for talking shit about me. Dude, I did everything a human being could to not shit about you, bro. I had to start walking because a dude was coming down the street. He was going to see that my dick was out. Taxi cabs. What song can I play? All I can think is Taxi Driver by the Gym Class Heroes. I don't even like that song that much. There must be another one. What was that? What was that British song? There's a lady waiting for the bus. Yeah, I'd be happy to take the streetcar if I had enough fucking money. I got like $1.50. I do not have enough. Oh, I've been waiting for so long. So please. A driver, just something. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Look, this Sober Me knows what song I'm talking about, so I'm gonna play that song. I hope you like it, and if you don't, what the fuck, man? I don't give a shit. Fuck you. Well, I can pass the mod club. Talk to you later. Remember, helpful household tip. If something's going to take a minute or less to do, just do it. That's surprisingly helpful. Even if it takes 5 minutes or less, just do it. All right. Be My Guide by whatever British band. Crazy ass fucking night, dude. I just spent the night with Madison, who is Craig and Mike's friend. I used to date other Keith. I don't really know her all that well, but She moved out to the East Coast for a year to go to school in Halifax and then moved back here to Ontario. I just hung out with her boyfriend at this fucking magical underground bar. In Kensington Market, like, you have to go stand in the right alleyway and they have a motherfucking camera. And they let you know if you're allowed to go in. I think it helped a lot that we had Madison with us and then she took off and went home. What the fuck, man? What the fuck is that? The sun's coming up now. It's pretty much daytime at this point. But this happened to me once in New York in Manhattan and Ian couldn't get into the bar. It's a replay of the secret underground after hours bar. Except I got in. I don't have enough money to take a goddamn streetcar home, or I would have by now. I've been walking this whole time. There goes one with no one in it. I don't know why they don't just let me in. Fucking dickheads. I'm in front of a house that is super condemned. Adds to the style. I thought I left my glasses back at the bar, but thank fucking Christ that I didn't. I was just too drunk to realize I had them on. It's like, ah, oh, dude, do I have to go back and try to find my glasses? That would be insane. But what a good night, though. Madison's lady man. Mr. Fellow. His name is Jason. He's a good dude. Anyway, it was a pretty cool night. Let's play Wait and See by Holy Ghost, because that is the best song. That is an urban song. That is a I'm just going to a weird bar song. Ooh, good stuff. I'm pretty close to home. I'm near the dip, the point in Dundas where the street gets curvy right before the Dufferin Mall. Feeling it kind of cold. Here's Wait and See by. What did I play last time? The last time I pulled out this recorder. Maybe it was Dreading My Heart by Mother Mother? I don't know. Whatever. So long. is it called when you just genuinely introduce something? There's definitely a word for that. That's weird. Fuck, dude. I'm so glad I'm home. I was walking home all the way down College just because I was tired and it was cold. It was the middle of the night. The fucking sun was coming up. But I literally didn't have the $3 to take the fucking streetcar home. I had like a dollar in quarters, like $1.50. So I walked all the way home. And then my house is so fucked up, man. On West Dundas, if you knew just the right door to open on West Dundas, you just open the door, it's just open. And you just walk up some stairs and then you're at our apartment. When Scarborough Dude was here a week or so ago and I invited him over, he thought it was weird because he didn't have like a passcode or anything for like a condo. But with us, our upstairs fucking lock is broken. You just walk up these random stairs at Dundas and then you're there. You just open the door and boom. There's our cool ass apartment. That's why I haven't moved to Vancouver yet, is I don't want to give this up. That's the literal only reason. If I was still sleeping on someone's couch, dude, I'd be gone by now. Anyway, I'm glad I made it home. It's good to sleep here in my own house. I was just... Man, I don't know what song would fit with it, but I was listening. I mean, I was thinking of, while I was walking home, Myrtle Avenue Station in Brooklyn. I have literally no reason to have anything to do with that stop. Kutskietsku or whatever the fuck. I remember Midnight Oil says Konieczko. But the automated voice on the JMZ says it different. I mean, that stop in Brooklyn by Ian's house. There's just no reason for me to be back there ever, to ever think about it. And tonight, man, I don't know. It made me think about it. Oh, I feel so fucking drunk and so ready to go the fuck to bed, but I just... I don't want to do it by myself. The time has come, man. I gotta put a fucking end to this. Gotta put a fucking end to being by myself. Thinking of songs that would have occurred to me recently in New York, but then I'm also thinking of songs from when I lived in New York, and I don't know what, like what takes precedence. We'll be right back. a song that reminds me of Bushwick, Brooklyn. Bridget in the Squares, maybe. So that's how long my indecision can last. Fuck it, and let's play Thunder, whatever the fuck, by Downtown. Something about a thunderstorm by Downtown. Thank you.
Stretcher. Here comes the wind. Lay down.